I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
Because I might lose.
I'm sorry. Check.
Get that, Willie. I want to plan my next move.
Hello? The Hoolmeister? Oh, yeah. Sure, just a minute. Hang on. It's for you.
It must be Jody. Hello? Hey, Jodemeister! What's happening? I saw that, Willie. Your building's going where? Condo? Where's condo? Oh! Hey, it's no problem. Yeah, you could stay here till you find a new place. Well, why would anybody mind? No, we have a slogan here. Welcome. It's on the mat outside. Willie sends his love. Okay, bye-bye. Hang that up, will you, Willie?
The mat outside says wipe your feet.
Jody's blind. She'll never know.
That we don't want Jody to stay. It's just that we have a rule, and that rule is...
No dating boys with vans.
I don't think that rule applies. That is a good one, though.
No. You shouldn't have invited a guest without asking us.
Would you rather I dated a boy with a van?
Why can't Jody stay for a few days?
Yeah, we put up with your mother staying here.
Oh, that's true. Well, she does have that nasal thing at night, Kate.
Yeah, the hee.
All right, we get the picture. Doesn't Jody have any other friends she could stay with? Friends from this planet?
No, she's very shy. Just like me.
You? Shy?
You should have seen Melmacians who are outgoing. It was a planet of game show hosts.
Look, I'm sorry, Alf. We'd like her to stay, but I'm afraid it's just too risky.
Well, how would you feel if you were blind and homeless, with no one to turn to?
I think Alf has a point.
You're darn right. What is it?
That we can't turn our back on someone who needs us.
Well, all right. She can use the guest bedroom until she finds a place of her own.
Great! Thanks, Lynn. I owe you one.
One?
Well, one today. Perfect. Almost perfect.
What was that crash?
A lamp fell off the furniture.
That leads to my next two questions. A, what was the lamp doing on a pile of furniture? And B, why is the furniture in a pile?
Well, aren't you forgetting C? What are we having for lunch?
Who piled up all the furniture? Alf, why did you pile up all the furniture?
I stacked it to get it out of Jody's way.
She'll be safe as long as she stays out of the falling lamp zone.
Alf, let's rethink this. Jody lived in an apartment. Jody had furniture. Jody walked around the furniture.
See Jody. See Jody run. Run, Jody. Run.
See the furniture. See the alien move the furniture back. Move, alien. Move.
See the alien throw out his back. See the alien blame the Tanners. Lawsuit, Tanners, lawsuit.
I think the jokester's here.
Okay, everyone, stay calm.
We are calm.
Well, then show some enthusiasm.
Excuse me, I'm not sure I have the right house. I'm looking for...
Jodmeister!
This is the place. Oh, it's okay, thanks.
Come on in, Jody. I'm Willie.
Oh, the patriarch of the Tanner clan.
Sounds good to me. And this is my wife, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, hi.
And this is Lynn and Brian.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi.
Jody, run around. You won't bump into anything.
Oh. Well, I hope you didn't go to the trouble of rearranging the furniture.
It was no trouble. It was fun.
It'll be even more fun putting it back.
Oh, well, then you could do it.
Thanks for letting me stay here. I hate to impose, but I didn't know what else to do.
Well, you're not imposing.
No, we're glad you're here.
And stay as long as you like.
Yeah, I'll stay.
Five, four, three, two, Time's up. What's your guess?
Swiss.
Close but no cigar. It's Monterey Jack, Swiss's country cousin.
Are you sure? There are holes in this.
I used a hole puncher.
That's cheating.
All's fair in love and guess the cheese. Let's play guess the belch.
Roast.
Ow.
No, no, you don't guess who belched. You guess what they ate.
Alf, why are there little cheese dots in the living room?
Well, I've never heard that term before, but I think those are your children.
Alf, did you do this to the hole puncher?
That explains the little cheese dots.
Why was today's newspaper thrown into the trash?
I don't know. Ask Kate.
I am Kate.
I know. I was hoping I'd confuse you and you'd forget the question.
Alf, I thought you said the paper didn't come today.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we don't want our guests to leave.
Kate, Willie, I'm sorry. Can someone please read me the classifieds?
Sure.
Hey, you can't read those. They're classified.
Well, here's a good one. Two bedroom, two bath.
Give me that thing. I'll find something. Oh, this looks good.
What is it?
Rib roast is $1.59 a pound.
Let me look here. Wait a minute, here's one. Here, cozy one-bedroom, furnished, wall-to-wall carpeting, view.
Pass.
Why?
It says 1 month security. After that, you'd be in danger.
I think I'll give him a call anyway. What's the number?
It's 555-7339.
3723831. If you keep acting like this, Jody will move out.
But Jody wants to move out.
Well, this is all news to me.
Alf, Jody is a grown woman. She needs her independence.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You know nothing of the plight of blind people.
And you do?
Yes. The other day I locked myself in the closet. Being blind is very dusty and smells like boots.
Jody survived for years without us. She can do it again. I think she wants to do it again.
Fine. Think what thou willst.
Willst?
Jody's my pal. If she goes, I go.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if she goes, I go. Not a lot of verbal clutter there.
Well, no, you're just being ridiculous, Alf. Jody could never take care of you the way we have.
Take care of me? Are you implying that I'm some sort of housebound dilettante?
No. Well, yes.
For your information, I'll be taking care of her. Jody needs me like a hole in the head. Well, isn't that good on your planet?
Well, the apartment's available.
What a coincidence! So am I. Hey, Lucky, I'll be gone for a while. Gee, I've never seen a cat smile before. This book doesn't have any words. It's got zits. Oh, must be one of those connect-the-dot books. Hi, groceries! I mean, hi, Jody!
Hi, Al. What you doing?
Oh, I'm playing with one of your connect-the-dot books. I drew the spaghetti. You could draw the meatballs. Or the red wine.
Alf, this is a Braille book. You see, these dots, they represent letters. You rub your fingers over them and you can read the book.
Oh, well, wouldn't that rub all the fur off your fingers?
What?
Well, if you had furry fingers.
You know, you say some of the strangest things.
Well, it's no big deal. It doesn't mean that I'm weird or anything. I'm just a regular average being from your planet.
I know that. But there is something I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, shoot.
Well, you know, Alf, I really don't understand you. You don't have a job. You never leave the house.
Well, I guess I better tell you the truth.
Oh, please.
I'm old. I'm real old. Older than the Gabor sisters. Well, maybe not Zsa Zsa.
Oh, well, you're very spry.
Well, that's because I've cut my fat intake down to 90% of my diet.
That reminds me, I better go start dinner.
Oh, no, I'll handle dinner. I'm supposed to take care of you. Hello, pizza barge? Yeah, send over a large pepperoni.
Alf, we're on a budget.
Oh, right. Charge it to the Tanners.
We've imposed on the Tanners enough.
Again, you're right. Charge it to Donald Trump. Hello? Hello? What, vegetables again? That's not food. That's the stuff food eats.
It's what I eat.
Well, what about real food? Like the stuff you hit with your car in Texas.
Well, I'd like you to try my spinach lasagna. And meanwhile, you can make yourself useful by setting the table.
Hey, no problem. It's taken care of. I'm here to make your life easier. First I'll sweep up that glass that spontaneously exploded.
Ow! Why are there little hills in the hallway?
They're speed bumps, so you don't go too fast.
I tripped over one.
You must have been speeding.
Alf, what are you doing?
I'm making this house safe for the sightless.
Well, it was safe. Now it's an obstacle course. You know, we really gotta find a way to keep you occupied.
Well, I found one. I'm putting curb feelers on your shoes.
Well, I have never scraped my ankles against a curb.
Pure luck.
Alf, when you first moved in here, you said you were only going to stay until I was settled. I really think I'm settled.
No, no, no. I'll tell you when you're settled.
Oh, of course, you would know best. Listen, Alf, I left my keys in the bedroom. Could you go get them for me, please?
Hey, no problem, my little Venetian blind. Oh, you stupid speed bump! You're for her, not me!
Hello, Willie. Oh, it's Jody. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's the problem exactly.
B. E. E. T. This Braille stuff is easy.
Alf, I'm going down to the laundry room.
Okay, just follow the rope. I hurt my finger. What am I doing? They're not here. I'll have to kiss it myself. It's not the same. Who is it?
It's us, Al.
Kate! And here I just kissed my own finger. Come on in.
Hi, Alf.
Hey, guys. What brings you to this independent, carefree neck of the woods?
Oh, we thought we'd drop by and see how things are going.
Well, come on in. Get the full picture.
It looks great.
And very self-explanatory.
So, what have you been doing with yourself?
Labeling vegetables. Boy, I'd hate to be the guy who had to pound out War and Peace in Braille.
Alf, Jody called us.
Well, why would she do that?
Jody wants to live her own life, Alf. She thinks it's time for you to come home.
Well, that doesn't sound like Jody. Maybe it was another blind person who got a wrong number.
I don't think so, Alf.
Oh. Well, if that's the way Jody wants it,
I'm back, Alf.
Hey, Jody, don't take off your clothes. We have company.
Hi, Jody. It's
hi,
us.
Oh,
it's the Tanners.
Hey, enough of the yakety yak. Kate and Willie, can you give us a minute alone?
Oh, sure. Where would you like us to yakety yak?
In the bedroom.
Okay.
Just follow the signs and make yourself useful. Label Jody's socks.
Oh, careful, honey. Speed bump.
Goldster, I've been thinking. It's time for me to go back to the Tanners.
Really?
Well, you knew from the beginning that this was only a temporary arrangement. I told you as soon as you were settled, I'd have to go.
Well, I'm settled.
Well, I guess I'm going.
Alf, before you go, I want to thank you. I don't know how I could have gotten through these past few weeks without you.
Oh, hey, it was nothing.
Nothing? Not everybody can label an egg.
Well, it's easier when you hard boil them. Took me a couple of dozen to figure that out.
Before you go, I want you to have this.
Whoa! My very own Braille book! And you drew in the meatballs for me. Well, I want to go show this to Kate and Willie. Kate, Willie!
Pizza?
Where? Oh, these speed bumps work great. Kate, Willie, I hurt my knee. Can you kiss it? Lucky, I'm going to show you what it's like to be plunged into a world of darkness. Oh, Kate, just in time! The cat almost got my tongue!
You need this cat!
Bad, Lucky, bad! Now I know how Wile E. Coyote feels.
Ah!